This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's do headlines. We're going to play this Minka Fitzpatrick sound here. I promise, we're actually going to play it right now.
Man, headline. We ain't never going to hear from Minka, man. Did Minka talk?
It's brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Typically, when there's a cut from a player or a coach, especially Mike McDaniel, that's over like 60 seconds, I would skip it. All right? Just pulling back the curtain here, I would skip it because it's just too long, especially if it's Mike McDaniel. I can't emphasize that enough. But Minka today opened up when he approaches the podium, and this was something we talked about last week. He gets traded here, didn't have a media availability, and then he was supposed to speak, I think, day two of camp, and he didn't, and it was quote-unquote pushed back to a later day. We were kind of all thinking, like, what's the deal with that? He opened up today by giving a statement. This was the statement from Minka Fitzpatrick.
Before we start asking questions, I want to make a statement real quick. I know I haven't addressed the media or posted on social media. One, I'm not a big social media guy. You ain't going to see me on there, period, point blank. Two, in no way, shape, or form was that an expression of frustration about coming back to Miami. Three, you know, I want to thank the city of Pittsburgh, the fans of Pittsburgh. You guys treated me very well. I enjoyed my time there. Yeah, I played with some great teammates. I was very unfortunate the way things ended, but, you know, it's a part of the business. And I'm extremely excited to be a Miami Dolphin. Again, my silence was not a reflection of how I felt about this team or this organization. I've been here in the building for about a week now, and I'm extremely excited about this season. I think we have a very, very high ceiling. We have a lot of young, hungry, passionate guys, combined with a lot of guys who played a lot of game and have a lot of accolades. So this is an organization that I'm extremely proud to be a part of. And again, my silence was nothing to do with my feelings towards the Dolphins organization. With that being said, I'm not going to take any questions about how the transaction went down. I'm not going to take any questions about Pittsburgh or previous coaches or anything like that. I would like to respectfully talk about this current situation, this team, my players, my coaches, and you know, I would appreciate if you would all respect those wishes.
And put the hammer down on their ass.
He really did. And that was very well said. He's like, listen, man, and now that we know there was a contract situation kind of, I would imagine, bubbling behind the scenes, Minka gets a new deal, or he doesn't get a new deal. They kind of reconfigured his deal. And he gets a little bit more money now. He gets the signing bonus, the guaranteed money. I guess it makes sense. Like, that was happening behind the scenes, and he wanted to wait till that was finalized to come out and talk. But he did put the hammer down. He's letting you know, like, hey, my silence was not a reflection of me not wanting to be in Miami. And I have no reason to not believe him.
No, let's be honest. He's saying, do not ask me about Brian Flores. Do not ask me about leaving or coming back.
Right.
Ask me about the 2025 Miami Dolphins. And that's all I'm going to talk about. And he, Josh, you're already shaking your head, Josh.
He doesn't get to decide what reporters get to ask him. Those are totally fair questions.
He set parameters and he doesn't want to talk about it. Now, Josh, you don't respect that, how he came out and set the standards early. I'm not talking about Flores. I'm not talking about leaving. I'm not talking about coming back. I'll talk about camp.
That's fine that he wants to say that, but nobody has to listen to him on those suggestions. And he doesn't get to decide what reporters ask him. It's not like they're asking about his personal life. Those things are very relevant to his journey and his career. Don't ask me about the transaction coming from Pittsburgh to Miami. We're not supposed to ask you about how it all came together, how you returned to the Dolphins. Give me a break.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, but don't tell someone you can't ask. Ask.
And would you rather him? Because this is what they teach you to do. I'll be honest, Josh. So when you left the first time, the thing with Brian Flores, you know, there was reports that you and Brian Flores didn't get along and he didn't want to play you in the right position. And was that the reason why you demanded a trade? I don't want to speak about that. Is that better?
Yes.
That's better than him just saying it up front. I'm not talking about the transaction.
Yes.
Well, I 100%. Mean, they ask him anyways. So I'll play the audio. This was a question regarding his first stint with the Miami Dolphins.
How do I look back on it? Anytime you look back on life, I think there's highs, there's lows, there's blessings, there's pros, there's cons. You know what I'm saying? But you learn from the blessings, you learn from the lessons, and keep it pushing.
That's what you want to hear, Josh. Learn from the blessings and learn from the lessons. That's what you want to dig for.
It was actually a creative way to ask him about what he didn't want to talk about.
Right.
But yes, give me the cliche BS instead of telling people what they can and can't ask you when they're relevant questions.
Okay.
I just don't like how it comes off, and it doesn't matter what I think, I guess, as far as what the look is. And nobody's gonna play the violin for Chris Perkins not being able to ask him, you know, about how it fell apart with Flores or whatever. But like, to me, see how easy that was, Minka? You just gave a cliche BS answer to a question you didn't want to ask about. You didn't have to go on a whole preamble about it. Just let him ask. You know it's coming, and give up the cliche. I don't understand.
And I've said it a number of times in different ways through this week of him not talking, Josh. I've been around Minka some. He's not the life of the party. Yeah. So we need to learn from our blessings and learn from our lessons. And just
some pros and some cons.
We just move on.
How many different ways did he say there were some good and some bad in that?
He's not the life of the party, Crowder, but he knows how to speak, right? Like, that's why it is funny. Look, man, like, these guys have been waiting to talk to Minka for a while, so he knew the questions that were coming, and he, as Appel's saying, he could say whatever he wants. Those questions are coming one way or another, and whether or not they all happen now or whether they happen in the future, at some point, one of the reporters is going to ask him, so what do you now, you know, maybe week three, hey, 3 weeks under Mike McDaniel, what's the difference between head coaches you've had in the past, Mike Tomlin, Brian Flores, and Mike McDaniel? Like, those questions are coming, whether he wants them or not, at some point.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I play in the coach. I really enjoy different styles of teaching, different styles of coaching, and you see the success, you know, in the scoreboard. The scoreboard showed the success of a coach.
Maybe
he just didn't say anything. We get taught how to not say nothing.
For sure. And as he demonstrated, he's fully capable of answering the questions he doesn't want to answer by still answering them, which is why I didn't understand. It just comes off so odd to me. Just answer the question the way you did. And we're not even having this conversation.
Very, very, I don't know. You'll take it as just cocky or dismissive. He's super intelligent. He is raised well, strong family, like smart kid. He just doesn't like the antics of. He's like Nick Saban if he was actually an athlete. Like, what's the point of me talking to you guys? Like, you can't help me get an interception or make a tackle. He doesn't like the media. I would say, I'm not speaking for him, but I'm saying, like, being around him with Dolphins, and then we went to Pittsburgh and we're around. He doesn't like the media. He just loves ball. He's like Michael Beasley with basketball. I just want to play ball. Like, he just wants to play football. He doesn't want all this outside crap.
And I totally understand that. And I know that there are some reporters, not necessarily down here, but in general, who have ulterior motives and they try and get you with these gotcha questions. But I don't want to do the, oh, you get paid all this money. Like, Minka, you could take 10 minutes once every 3 weeks to talk to reporters and answer questions. Like, well, it's not like we're asking him to perform brain surgery and a heart transplant on somebody. Like, just answer a question or three. Like, I don't know if you're there for 8 minutes. It's okay, Minka. It's going to be okay. We're inconveniencing you because you got to spend 7 minutes talking to Baz Jackson. I mean, give me a break.
I disagree with this, but I've heard athletes say it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I have my job without y'all. You don't have your job if I don't talk to you. I think it's wrong because of the fact that the media pushes the fandom, pushes the salary cap, pushes sales, pushes all that stuff. But a lot of athletes think like, I'm great at football. You want to talk to me to get a story. I don't need you to make a tackle. Why am I wasting my time talking to you? I disagree with it, Josh. I swear I do. But yeah. That's how a lot of athletes think. That's how a lot of athletes think. Like, there's nothing you can do for me other than make me look bad in the media.
And that may be true, and maybe Minka's had difficult experiences with that in the past. But, again, it's such a minor inconvenience. For a player who, like Minka, is already established in a league, he already knows what the media is like down here. And to be honest, like, I never understood that mindset from a player. And I'm not saying there's like a quid pro quo between the media and the players. Like, you talk to them, you get favorable coverage. But it's only natural that if you develop a good relationship with the people who cover the team, you might get a little more leeway in how they talk about you moving forward. I'm not to say that everybody does that or it's a conscious decision from certain people, but certainly that is a natural effect of you playing ball. And aren't they contractually obligated also to talk to the media?
Yeah, like, they like are. If they're available.
The Marshawn Lynch thing. I'm here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Marshawn is a very personable guy, as you see with the commercials and all this stuff nowadays. But when he was playing, he got to a point with the media where he was like, bro, all y'all do is give, like, all you do is give me a headache. All you do is make me have to go talk to a coach or a PR person or that. Like, a lot of guys have a jaded outlook on the media. And it's funny, I'm saying this. I never saw a mic or a camera I didn't enjoy. I'm sitting there dancing around, and hell, I'm not even a star of the team. But there are a lot. I know a lot of guys. Ronnie Brown hated the media. Like, Ronnie literally was like, bro, let me just run the ball. Like, why do they want to talk to me every damn day? He just didn't enjoy it.
The thing is,
you can also control the narrative if you speak to the media. Like, I know maybe they can sometimes twist it another way, but if he was as firm as answering the questions as he was about not wanting to answer them, he still gets to control the narrative.
The thing is here, I understand Minka Fitzpatrick not wanting to dive deep into his past in Miami. Like, I get it, right? That probably wasn't a fun time for him. The way that he left Miami, was very controversial, especially considering what ended up happening in Pittsburgh. He didn't want to do it in Miami. He did it anyways in Pittsburgh, whatever. But the point is, it's natural for a player who left controversially to come back to that organization in a big surprise trade, by the way. There was no rumors or chatter about Minka Fitzpatrick coming back. That was probably the last player on the Steelers roster anybody expected to come back to Miami. It's natural he comes back. People are going to be curious. People, fans, are going to be interested in how that played out and how he feels about it. And then the prolonged silence after the fact led to some questions, which I thought he handled well in that opening statement. But it's natural. Like, hey, these guys are here. They have to find out. It's their job. And look, he doesn't have to answer it. You're right, Craig. He doesn't have to answer it. And he doesn't have to see the benefit in it either. But those questions, to Appel's point, they're not unfair questions.
No, nowhere unfair. I agree with what y'all are saying. Yeah. All you just said, Solana, the fans want to know. The media wants to know. We're going to talk to Chris Perkins here in a second. He wants to know. Hal Habib wants to know. Barry wants to know. Josh wants to know. Will wants to know. Clay wants to know. Mike Cunha wants to know. Jim Barry wants to know. How does that benefit Minka Fitzpatrick?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't at any standpoint of his life. He's going to have the same salary. He's going to be a Pro Bowl safety. He's going to go home every night to his wonderful family. I didn't feel that way, but a lot of players do.
I'm not saying here that I don't like Minka Fitzpatrick or that I think he's going to have a bad season or that he's a bad player. He's a really good player, and hopefully he's able to bounce back and give the Dolphins what they need in the secondary, and he looks like he did a couple of years ago. I just think it's, in general, he's the example at this point, when athletes and coaches react like this over something that is obviously coming their way and only makes it so that conversations like this are happening, where we're not talking about him on the field. We're talking about how he's taken a stand. Like, who cares, man? Like, honestly, just do you go on this again. You go on this whole preamble about it, and then you answer the question anyways in a way you could have just done from the beginning.
Well, he was asked if he's surprised to be back in Miami. Here was Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's very nostalgic. We played here 2 seasons ago. And I remember, like, pulling up to the stadium and walking on the field, and, like, I was, like, I felt like I was, like, back in time, you know what I'm saying? And now it's a same feeling, you know, just being back down here. Obviously, it's a different facility. It's a beautiful facility. But, you know, like I said, it's very nostalgic. A lot of the staff and trainers and stuff like that is the same. So it was almost like I just went back in time, you know what I'm saying? So it's been fun, and, you know, my family's down here, so it's good to be back close to them.
How surprised are you to be back here after leaving, you know, by trade?
It's business.
Was that Hal on the question, or was that Dave Hyde?
That was Hal. I know Hal. Hal's my man. I saw him at the Panthers game.
Yeah. And then one more, just to wrap this up. This is Minka Fitzpatrick on, you know, a potential long-term future with the Miami Dolphins.
Definitely. Like I said earlier, I'm really liking the energy and the direction that this is going. I think the culture of this locker room is one that wants to win and win now. But, you know, it's also something that I want to earn. I know that it was reported that I wanted a new contract, but I just wanted to know that I was going to be here for more than a season. You know what I'm saying? And I got that. And now, you know, I'm going to go out there, play, you know, all pro bowl level, and you know, hopefully earn the respect of my teammates and the organization to have that long-term contract.
Well, they're gonna need him to play at a Pro Bowl level, that's for sure. Man, I believe him when he says he's happy here. Like, it's a different regime. Everything that he didn't like about being here before, I think, from what we know, or what we think we know, had to do with one person. That person's not here anymore, so he got his money. He got his guaranteed money, and yeah, man, he's back. He's back where his family's at. I believe all that. I think everything he's saying is genuine. I really do.
And if you think about it,
I don't not believe him either.
Oh no, but if you think about it, the Flores approach, and it's actually we talked about it with the Mike McDaniel is the polar opposite of Flores.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't think it was Flo's approach. I just don't think they mess with each other, because, man, Tomlin has a similar approach. He has the credentials to back it up. But doesn't Mike Tomlin have a similar, like, he runs things the way he wants to run things? Like, the difference is Tomlin has the credentials where you respect it, and Flo didn't. Flo was just coming from a place where that's the way it was run. He was trying to implement it in Miami.
I think Flo came from a place of employee-employer, where I know Mike Tomlin doesn't do that, especially to a Pro Bowl player. When you're that guy, like, Mike will bring you over his house, meet his wife, hang out, have dinner. Where Flo had that very much Bill Belichick approach, where do your damn job, and like you're running back one, you're strong safety one, you're not Minka, you're the guy that comes up in cover three. And I don't think, I know Tomlin doesn't go that way, and I know McDaniel doesn't go that way, and I don't think Flo's approach, I don't think Flo gets another opportunity because he has no credentials to go with the Belichick way, and that's what it really is.
But am I wrong to remember that a lot of the defensive guys who have played for him, they all loved playing for Flo?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was more of the offensive guys that had a disconnect there. The defensive guys, everything I've read for the most part, loved playing for him on that side of the ball. And I would imagine, as Flores has talked about since, he's learned a lot and he's a different guy since he was the Dolphins head coach. So you can give credit to him for that.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't want to get
maturation. A little maturation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.